Hello and welcome to Corn Talk. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. Last Friday, over 2,000 people attended the grand opening of Missouri's third ethanol plant, Mid-Missouri Energy at Malta Bend. On hand was Missouri Governor Matt Blunt, who told me that making Missouri a leader in ethanol production is a priority of his.
This year in the legislative session, one of our highest legislative priorities, the first page of the budget book, was full funding for the Ethanol Incentive Fund. First governor to recommend full funding for the Ethanol Incentive Fund, and we worked with Bill Stouffer and other good legislators to make that happen. Next year, I'm going to ask those same people to help and certainly want the support of folks here to enact a 10% ethanol requirement in all the fuel sold in the state. So every gas pump you fill up your truck or your car, you're going to put in a gas that is reformulated and contains 10% ethanol. Another state's done this. It's worked well there. It's good for consumers. It's good for the environment. It's good for economic development and very, very significantly important for Missouri farm families.
What will this mean to the economy of the state of Missouri as we look forward?
You know, to meet such a 10% requirement, you really would have to bring about three more facilities like this online that helps move corn prices up, that helps rural communities, just like Mid-Missouri Energy's created over 30 good family-supporting jobs. You'd see that replicated in rural communities throughout the state. And that's what we want. We want vibrant rural communities that can sustain a great lifestyle that's very important to our state and to our country.
How would you say about the outlook for moving this legislation next year?
We had a very difficult budget challenges to deal with this year, but I was committed to full funding for the Ethanol Incentive Fund. We were able to get that done. We've got a pretty good track record on getting bills done once we say they're a priority. Having said that, I know there'll be some opposition to this. We'll need farm families that would benefit, rural Missourians that would benefit to make their views known, encourage their members of the General Assembly to support this legislation, and just remind people, again, this is good for the environment, it helps us reduce our dependency on foreign oil, and it's going to help spur economic development all across rural Missouri.
Also at the grand opening, I interviewed U.S. Representative Kenny Hulsoff of Missouri's 9th Congressional District.
Tell us what the opening of this plant means to the state of Missouri.
This is a huge event. The community support that recognizes the importance of this ethanol plant, it's economic development and it's jobs, but really look at it more globally. Every time we pull up to the gasoline pump, we get sticker shock today because of the price of gasoline, the price of diesel fuel. I farm part-time, and, the input costs and diesel fuel. And so rather than looking to the Mideast for our energy needs, we need to look to the Midwest.
Any way to quantify, with the growth of this fuel in the state with plants like this, how this might affect us economically as we move forward?
In a couple of ways. First of all, you have the direct benefit of having, the jobs of people that are going to work here, but there's really an indirect benefit. We've seen it over in our district, over in Macon. We've seen it up in Northwest. The ripple effects, the fact that even if you're a corn grower in Southwest Missouri, the increased per bushel that every corn grower is going to see because of this domestic demand. So not only do you have this immediate economic benefit right here in Malta Bend in this area, but the indirect benefit for every corn grower that's going to see the price of corn go up. I had a chance to spend a lot of time with the president as he came to Missouri. He is a true believer in biofuels. And so when you've got a guy from Texas, an oil and gas guy, the man in the White House as far as a cheerleader for biofuels, that's great news. And we really are trying to make ethanol and biodiesel part of our renewable fuel standard as far as our national energy policy is concerned. And we're making some progress.
And that's Corn Talk. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.